Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. This one is from Cynthia in Philly, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Cynthia says, my mother and father have been married for 38 years, and I'm their only child. My dad cheated and had 2 sons by a woman that he dated for 15 years. My mom knew and chose to stay with him. I'm engaged to be married, and I'm still traumatized by what my father did to us. I've asked him to go to therapy with me, but he refused to and said I am being dramatic. I feel like my trust issues with my fiancé are because of what my dad did. How can I get closure on this if my dad isn't willing to help me?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about therapy, so I'm not an expert at this, but if you're going to go to therapy, then you can go and get closure yourself. Your father not. Men don't really do closure. You can go to therapy and get closure yourself. Yeah. But I have a suggestion for you.
What's that?
You know, what your father did was a mistake, a horrible mistake. He knows it. Your father has to own up to that. The fact that you know that his mistake is causing you to have trust issues with your fiance, you're very aware of that. Now, when you go to the therapist, you're going to tell your therapist that. They're going to repeat it back to you, and it may be of some good help to have you hear it back. I'm not knocking therapy at all, because therapy works for a lot of people. But this is a situation where you, if you would just forgive your father, have you ever tried forgiving him?
Well, she didn't mention that.
You know, that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Because like Bishop Jakes always said, you know, not forgiving a person is like you sipping the poison waiting on him to die. Mm-hmm. You're traumatized by what he did to y'all. Your mother has moved on past it, dealt with it. And I think that you're going to have to find the way to do the same thing. Now, if you think you need therapy, I recommend that you go and have therapy.
Okay. All right, Cynthia.
But I'm just telling you, you should just forgive your father. You have 2 brothers. You got them. Try to look at the upside. Your mother kept her family together. There is an upside to this. But you keep looking at the damage that's done. And obviously closure, you've managed to get through it, but you need closure. Okay? My suggestion is close it. But you may need therapy to do it.
Yeah, I agree with the therapy. You're right. All right, Harrison in London, all the way from London, writes, for the past 3 years, I've been living with a woman that is 6 years younger than I am, and she wants to have a big wedding and 2 children. I enjoy her company, and we have a great sex life, but I'm not in love with her. We met and had sex on the first night, and she moved in with me 4 months later. I tried to fall in love, but it's just not there. I don't want to marry this girl, and I hate to break her heart, but I can no longer fake it with her. How can I end things with her respectfully, and should I be honest? That's from Harrison.
You have to be honest. If you don't love a person, you got to be honest about that. You have to be honest.
No matter how much it hurts.
It's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to be honest in this case. I just can't live a lie. I'm not in love with you the way I should be for us to move this relationship forward into marriage. That's not what I want. And I'm sorry, but I'm not in love with you. And I don't think it's in your best interest to move forward with me.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I don't know how the hell you lived in the house that long, dog. Damn. 6 years?
For the past 3 years, she's 6 years younger than he is.
3 years.
They've lived together for 3 years. That's still a long time.
That's too long.
And he ain't in love. I can't live with you and I ain't in love with you. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's too hard.
Yeah.
And if you think that's hard, get married. Marriage just multiplies everything.
Yes, it does. Yes,
if you're happy, it can multiply that. If you're sad, it can multiply that. If you're with the wrong one, it can multiply that. If you're with the right one, it'll multiply that. Marriage is the great multiplier.
Everything times 10.
Yeah.
Man, get out, dog.
Yeah. I'm happy that you said for him to be honest, though. I'm impressed with that.
Well, this is the one. See, lying, it's going to get him deeper in the hole. Look, mm-hmm. I love you. And then she going to remain hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's leading her
for that big wedding and that family.
See, all right. Out. Now, he won't out. Okay. You can get out with the truth. You don't even need a lie.
Ooh, okay.
I'll tell you if you did.
Yeah. Moving on, Cassandra in Tyler, Texas says, I'm a 40-year-old woman and I'm dating a married man that lives in the neighboring city. I work at a bank and he does a lot of banking with us, so I can watch his accounts. I noticed that a large sum of money was wired to an account in his town. I Googled that person and found her Facebook page. She looks younger and she's definitely in shape and loves high heels and weave. Should I ask him if he's cheating with her, or do you think it'll mess up what he and I have going on?
Are you serious?
What? Yeah.
You want to ask him, is he cheating with her? Ain't you cheating with him?
Yeah, he's married.
He's a cheater. Yeah. What you think he doing?
That's what he does.
Yeah, what you tripping for?
Doing him.
Do I think it'll mess up what you have? You ain't getting no large sum of money, are you? Mm-mm. Where your heels at in your weed?
Hello.
She's all in his account and everything. Maureen in Columbus, Ohio says, my husband is 65 and I'm 63. I'm a certified yoga instructor and I have classes during the week with a bunch of white millennials. In my beginner class, I have a young black man that just started coming. He loves to comment on how good I look for my age and how perfect my body is. He said he's turned on by older women and asked if we could talk after class. I reported him to security and I told my husband about this creep. My husband said it's nothing and I overreacted. Did I overreact?
Well, to your husband, you did.
Yeah, it has to do with her comfort level. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable. He paid you a compliment, but if you're uncomfortable with the compliment, you know, this is not an HR report here. He don't work for you. Y'all don't work at the same place. You got a yoga class. I don't know what to tell you. But if you told your husband, he say you overreacted, you can quit telling him because he don't give a damn.
At all.
He don't care.
All right, really? We gotta go. Thank you, CLO. Yeah. Coming up next, it is a nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo fan. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.